Welcome back. Great to have your company. It's great to be talking a little bit of footy, and it's my pleasure to have the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club, host of Sunrise, and also the host of AusBiz, a new business program that you can check out once we get off air. David Koch has been good enough to join me. Welcome to you, Koch. Great to have you as part of the program again.
Thanks for having me.
You've been thrust into the middle of it as a breakfast host on Sunrise. You were there when it started to evolve, this story. Have you seen more optimism in the last 24, 48 hours we've seen for a while?
Absolutely, and a lot more optimism than they've got overseas at the moment. Look, I know it's absolutely un-Australian to acknowledge anything we do well in this country or anything that a politician does, but you sit here and you basically thank God you're living in this country rather than in Europe or the United States at the moment. Number one, because of our healthcare system, universal healthcare, everyone gets looked after, which is just wonderful. When you think of how that's lacking, particularly in Europe and the United States. And number two, that everyone in this country pulls together, no matter what side of politics, when there's a challenge, when there's an emergency, it's that great Australian sense of fairness and working together. And you look at how state and federal governments are working together here with their chief medical officers. And then I report on what's happening in America, where governors of different states are fighting amongst each other, fighting amongst Trump. Trump is blaming the states for not taking this seriously enough, despite him calling it fake news only 5 weeks ago or a month ago. It's just a schmozzle overseas, and the death toll is an absolute tragedy. And you look here in Australia, and the number of cases, the growth of cases, is actually diminishing. I think in Victoria, the last 24 hours, it was only, I think, 11. In New South Wales, it was only 7. I can think back 3 weeks ago, and it was in the hundreds in each state. So we're making great progress, and there is a lot of optimism, not to be complacent about it, because we know, like the little town in Burnie, you know, you had this incredible story that it was an illegal dinner party of healthcare workers, which has sparked this outbreak in Burnie. So we've all got to be vigilant. But if we do the right thing, there's an enormous amount of optimism.
So we do the right thing for another few months, and we wait for the government and the health experts to tell us about this delicate balancing act, which is the step-by-step reopening of business and reopening of the economy, and that will allow the reopening of sport. How are you seeing that balancing act? Because if you reopen too quickly and get a spike, you're in trouble.
Exactly. Like all the social media was hounding the Prime Minister and the Premiers only three or four weeks ago, going, oh, we should be like Singapore. You know, they're doing it best. They've gone total lockdown, da-da-da. Well, they did go total lockdown too early, came out of it too early, and now they've gone into lockdown again. So who would want to be a leader in these circumstances? Because there's no doubt we are headed for a deep recession, a recession that a whole generation of Australians have not seen before. It is going to be far worse than the global financial crisis. We're going to get unemployment at 10-12%. And that is just soul-destroying because it will affect so many Australian families. That's the financial impact of this health crisis. And it's a balance between saving lives and saving jobs and making sure there isn't too much financial hardship or limiting the collateral damage. And, you know, whether it's radio, whether it's TV, whether it's AFL, we all have a role to play in this, in making sure that we bring a balance and do, number one, what's right for the community, number two, what's right for the health of your staff, and really support each other going through this. So, you know, it's good to plan. I think I talked to the Prime Minister this morning, Had a good long session with him, and he has no problem with the sporting codes planning on a comeback, because he said, we're doing that with the economy. So when the time comes to push the button, it will depend on the best medical advice at the time, but we've got to have plans in place.
So are you optimistic that sport will fit into this at some stage with us, you know, June,
oh, yeah,
July, August, that the Prime Minister will say, okay, I'm giving sport like AFL the okay now?
In some form. And that's, you know, no matter what organisation you are, you've got to be a bit nimble these days. You've got to think outside the square. None of us saw this happening. It's hit us like a sledgehammer. We probably won't go back to the life we knew before this happened, you know, only 5 or 6 weeks ago. God, how the world's changed in such a short period of time. Our behaviours are going to change. Our concerns, our fears are going to be very different. So we have to be really nimble and malleable to cope with that. Now, whether it's having hubs, whether it's playing a lot of the season without crowds, whether it be, you know, vastly reducing the capacity of crowds to make sure there is that social distancing. You know, we're going to have to be really agile. And I know the AFL has, you know, a lot of different plans, plan A, B, C and, you know, D, depending on what situation we find ourselves in. Because I don't know about you, but how things change in just a week or 2 weeks, it's like a whirlwind at the moment. So it's pretty hard to predict the environment we're going to be in 2 or 3 months' time.
Do you think there'll be any Port players or players in general that will say, I don't like plans A, B, C or D and I'm not playing? And what will you do with those players who are due to be paid and might not want to play? Or do you think they'll all play?
Look, I don't know. I think it's very much an individual situation, and it is up to the individual. Depending on the plan that we all agree on. And look, I have enormous faith in the fairness of the average Australian, that camaraderie, that ability to come together in times of adversity. But you just can't predict what's going to... You can't predict which of the half dozen plans that people are thinking about and the reaction of players. I think it's too early to tell. All I know is that amongst the clubs, amongst the presidents, amongst chief executives, amongst commissioners of the AFL, there's an enormous sense of we're in this together, let's help each other for the best outcome of the game. The game has never, you know, Port Adelaide's in its 150th year this year, birthday. I don't think our club has faced, and we're like every other AFL club, I don't think our club or the code has faced a bigger challenge than it is right now. You know, we really are. I know it's a hackneyed phrase. We're in uncharted waters. But this is what tests our professionalism. This is what tests our loyalty and values to the game.
Can you see crowds being allowed back before a vaccine? Can you see the economics of the survival of 18 teams with no crowds?
Oh, the survival of 18 teams with no crowds is, you know, basically guaranteed with the financing that we've got in place with the AFL. And we're absolutely determined there are 18 clubs going to come out the other end of this. Again, so much changes so quickly. I was talking to an expert the other day who was saying, look, everyone talks about this miracle vaccine, but equally as important would be a drug that can limit the effects of people who have the coronavirus while they have it. If you can have a treatment that reduces the you know, the fatality because it helps with breathing and helps with lungs, and particularly if it's an existing drug that might be used for another ailment, and and sort of by coincidence has a favourable impact for those who had the virus, and that's just as powerful. If you can identify people with the virus early and there's a treatment to reduce the dire consequences or the extreme consequences, that is just as important.
So you think hubs might work? If that's what we have to do to get games away, you think that would work?
If we have to do it, you know, if that's the plan that's decided on, one of the many options, we make it work. We got to make it work. If that's the only option available and the best option, then you've got to do what's best. You know, my father always said there's only one thing more important than your club, and that's the code. And this is what we've got to think of. You know, we've got to think of the future of the game, not just your club, not just your own position. It is much bigger than that, much grander than that. You know, we're literally fighting to keep it alive, like lots of organisations are.
Caroline Wilson said July 24th, maybe a resumption to playing last night on Footy Classified. Do you think that 3 months away, that 12 weeks away is realistic as a target, or is it too hard to tell?
I reckon it's way too hard to tell. Okay, that is further away than, what are we, the 15th of April. What were you doing on the 15th of January? I bet you had no idea.
No.
At the 15th of April.
So you think it might be earlier than that then? You think if we get lucky, it might be earlier than that?
If we're lucky. But it really does depend on how well we do from now on. For example, it's all the signs are promising. Everyone was so good over the Easter long weekend in Australia. The rate of increase in cases has reduced to almost nothing. That's a great achievement. But we know this is such a vicious virus that say we get lax and we know these sorts of deadly flu-type coronaviruses really prefer cold, dry weather. So we've got to be careful of that going into winter. That if it sparks up again, all our plans are for naught. And as we know, as I said, with Bernie in Tasmania, 5,000 people now in quarantine in that one little town because they let their guard down. It only took one illegal dinner party to spread that virus through that town that no one even foresaw. That's how vigilant we've got to be. If we're vigilant and we keep making the progress that we are now, the end of July is a possibility. But if there's a chink in the armour and we get too complacent and it flares up again, well, no, it just puts it back.
What if there's a grand final in December and it can't be held at the MCG and crowds aren't allowed in? Would holding it in Adelaide be an option, the Adelaide Oval? There's Caroline Wilson even mentioned last night that a grand final in Perth was on the agenda, and it could be night in Perth back to our time here, so 5:30 Perth time, 7:30 Sydney and Melbourne time. Would Adelaide be a possibility if Port finished top, Koshy?
Oh, well, I keep looking at the ladder at the moment. I'm very happy. I'd say you've got to laugh in these sort of situations. You've got to keep your sense of humour. But, yeah, look, I think anywhere is a possibility. We just want to get footy back. It's part of our lives. It's an important part of all of us going forward. So, frankly, I don't care where the grand final would be played in circumstances like this. It's if the options are Adelaide Oval or Perth, so be it.
Great to, I'm sure you've enjoyed doing an interview without a Ken Hinckley question being asked. Koshy, I'm going to let you go without even asking it. But let me ask you, what AusBiz? So it's an online business program, advice, a forum. What is it?
Yeah, it's a business channel. It's a live television business channel streaming, AUSBIZ. It's only been going 2 weeks. You can find us also on, you can download the app, or it's on 7 Plus and through 7news.com.au. It's a live business and investment channel where we cover what's happening on the markets and business news. So if you're an investor interested in your super fund or share funds or whatever, or your share portfolio, this is a channel for you.
Great to have you, Koshy. Let's hope you get plenty of people tuning into AusBiz, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Dwayne. Thank you.
David Koch, host of Sunrise, business guru, but also the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club. Your calls, 1300 736 736. You're with Dwayne's World.